由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you to this broadcast.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
We are in the midst of a series of messages about the abounding grace of God.
我们现在讲到呢，进入上帝丰盛恩典这个系列信息的中间部分了。
We are calling it Portrait of Grace.
我们将它称为描绘恩典啊。
Today we are going to be looking at Genesis chapter 30, verses 25 to 43.
咁我哋今日一齐要嚟睇下创世记第三十章第二十五到四十三节啦。
And I want to begin by telling you about a biblical fact of history.
喺今日节目开始嘅时候，我要话俾你听一个圣经上面嘅历史事实啊。
Every time in history when God prospers His people, it is because He wants them to use their prosperity to serve His purpose.
喺历史上每一次当上帝让佢嘅百姓繁荣嘅时候，咁样系因为上帝希望呢啲人能够用自己嘅兴旺嚟服侍翻上帝。
When the people of God fled slavery, God caused their former masters to be good to them and give them silver and gold and other things.
曾经以色列人喺埃及成为奴隶啊。当佢系离开为奴之地去迦南嘅时候，上帝让佢哋从前嘅主人对佢哋好，送俾佢哋金银珠宝。
Why？
点解要咁样做呢
？So that they'll be able to build the tabernacle of God。
原来咁样做就系上帝要让佢哋有足够嘅财力建立上帝嘅帐幕、上帝嘅会幕啊。
Under the leadership of King David, God prospered His people like never before or since。
你见到在大卫王的领导之下，上帝赐给他的百姓从未有过的繁荣。
Why？
为什么上帝又要这样做呢
？So that Solomon may build the Lord's temple。
因为这样，所罗门就是大卫的仔，大卫的继承人就可以建造上帝的圣殿。
David alone gave millions of pounds of gold out of his own treasury for that purpose。
大卫王为了起上帝的圣殿，他从自己私人的库存里面拿了成百万磅的金。
And if you look around you today, you will see that God has prospered many of his people.
今天你回顾四周，你会见到上帝兴起了很多他的百姓。
Why?
为什么上帝又要这样做呢？
God is not interested in physical temples or tabernacles anymore.
因为今日上帝所关注的就不单单是以往那个有形的会幕或者有形的圣殿一座这样在这里。
But today God is prospering His people because He wants them to use their prosperity to prepare for His ultimate dwelling place.
但是今日原来上帝兴旺他的百姓是因为上帝希望我们每一个人能够用自己的兴旺、自己的富足来为上帝永久的居所预备。
You say, where is that?
你会问上帝永久的居所这样在哪里呢
?It is in the souls of men and women around the world.
原来正正就在世人的心里面。
If you miss that point, you'll miss God's purpose for us.
如果你冇理解到呢一点咧，你就冇办法明白上帝为我哋预备嘅计划噶啦。
Today, I want to share with you three rules about biblical prosperity as they are exhibited in the life of Jacob.
而今日我好想同你去分享喺雅各嘅生命里头所表现出嚟关于繁荣嘅三个圣经原则。
These are not the rules that will get you rich quick.
这些并不是让你快速致富的原则。
These are God's rules.
这些是上帝的原则啊。
Number one, do not let prosperity be your all-consuming focus.
第一样了，就是不要让繁荣致富成为你人生的全部焦点。
Number two, let hard work be your all-enduring quality.
第二样就是要让勤奋成为你一生的品格。
Number three, let your trust in God's provision be your all-abiding confidence.
第三就是要信任上帝的供应是能够成为你恒久的信心。
Let's look at number one.
好，先让我哋一齐睇下第一点啦。
Do not let prosperity in itself be your all-consuming purpose.
就系唔好让繁荣本身、富足本身成为你人生嘅全部目的啊。
Jacob was not trying to be wealthy, but he became prosperous.
嗱，我哋睇翻创世纪啊，雅各咧本来冇谂过有钱，但系佢却最终变得好有钱。
Look at verses 25 and 26 of Genesis chapter 30.
看看创世纪30章25到26节。
He said to his father-in-law, Give me my wives and children, for I now need to return home.
雅各就跟自己外父说了话，麻烦你将我的老婆和我的仔女给我，我要回到我乡下了。
After 14 years of faithful service, he asked for nothing that did not belong to him.
在14年的忠心服侍之后，雅各服侍了拉班，但是他所要的只不过是他份内应该有的。
He could have said to his father-in-law, Look, I made you a rich man.
他完全可以跟他外父讲话，你看看我将你变到变成有钱人。
God blessed you because of me.
上帝因为我，所以就赐福给你咯。
But Jacob was not covetous of Laban's wealth.
但是雅各一啲都冇贪图拉班嘅财富。
I think had Jacob done something for himself along the way, none of us would have blamed him.
我谂啊，如果雅各啊喺呢度做十四年嘢当中，为自己攞少少利益啫，冇人会怪佢嘅。
But no, he wanted to be faithful in his trust.
但系冇啊，雅各要信守自己嘅承诺。
To God in Bethel, whatever you give me, I will give you 10% back.
在伯特利，他向上帝许诺话，凡是你赐给我的，我一定会将十分之一献给你。
He knew that God was the one who would bless him, not his uncle.
雅各知道，原来上帝才是赐福给他那一位，而不是他舅父拉班。
Jacob consciously devoted himself to God.
雅各定义要将自己奉献给上帝。
Jacob believed that he was serving God by serving Laban.
雅各相信他服侍紧拉班的时候就是服侍紧上帝了。
There is no denial that his uncle Laban was mean and tight-fisted.
无可否认，他的舅父拉班又度缩又吝啬又刻薄。
His uncle was a cheat, manipulative, godless and greedy.
他的舅父拉班又狡猾又不敬畏上帝又贪婪。
And Jacob could have justified gouging this kind of a person.
雅各啊，如果以其人之道还治其人之身都没错啊。
Yet all he asked for were his wives and his children for whom he faithfully served for 14 years.
但是雅各所要的就是只不过是他忠心服侍了14年之后所得回来的老婆和仔女。
He did not make his own prosperity his all-consuming focus.
雅各没有让发达和致富成为他全部的焦点。
But he worked hard to enrich his father-in-law.
而是努力的工作让到他的外父富起来。
And that is why rewarding hard work and faithfulness is a must on the part of any employer.
因此每一个雇主都有职责奖励那些勤奋和忠心的人。
Rewarding and prospering employees can only further prosper the employer.
奖励并且让雇员富起来，最终的结果是什么呢？就是让到你的雇主更加富足。
Why do I say this?
为什么我要讲这一点呢？
Because even if the boss is insensitive and blind, God is not.
因为即使今日我哋有好多人做老板嘅，佢迟钝，佢盲目，但系上帝唔系啊嘛。
When you don't let prosperity be your all-consuming focus, God is the one who will prosper you.
如果你没有专注于追求发达、追求致富的时候，上帝就会让你兴旺。
Secondly, let hard work be your all-enduring quality.
好了，我们讲到第二点了，就是要让勤奋成为你一生人的品格。
If anyone had an excuse for not working hard, it would have been Jacob.
如果有些人可以有理由不努力做事，那个肯定是雅各。
He could have said, I will only work for what I'm paid.
他可以说，我收了多少人工就做多少事咯。
He could have said, Laban owes me and he owes me a lot.
他可以说，拉班不单止欠我的，而且他欠我很多啊。
He could have said, Laban cheated me and I am going to take it easy now.
他可以说，拉班骗我的，我可以休息一下，求其啦。
But after 14 years, Jacob tells Laban, you know how hard I worked for you.
但是14年之后，雅各就对拉班讲话，我怎样服侍你，我几咁勤力，你知道的。
And Laban, who was an idol worshipper, admitted that truth.
而拉班虽然他是拜偶像的，但是他都承认了这个事实。
In verse 27 of chapter 30, even the demons told Laban that he was blessed because of Jacob.
在创世纪30章27节里面，就算魔鬼都告诉拉班，他被赐福是因为雅各的缘故。
You know, my friend, when you work hard,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你要知道，当你努力工作的时候，
when you work diligently and faithfully,
当你勤奋忠心工作的时候，
even pagans will testify to your faithfulness.
就算不信上帝的人都会因为你的忠心而做见证。
So don't let prosperity be your all-consuming focus.
因此，不要让追求致富成为你人生的全部焦点。
Let hard work and diligence be your all-enduring quality.
而是要让勤奋成为你一生的品格。
Thirdly, let your trust in God's provision be your all-abiding comfort.
第三样嘢啦，就是要信任上帝的供应成为你恒久的安慰。
Jacob trusted God for his prosperity.
雅各相信上帝会让他兴旺。
Back then, there was no government relief organization.
你想想那个时候没有什么低保啊，什么政府救济部门啊，那些都没有。
There were no private pension funds.
又没有养老金，又没有退休金。
But Jacob had something much better than all of that.
但是雅各有比这些东西更好的东西。
Jacob had God.
雅各有上帝。
And God does not repay us for our faithfulness with worthless money.
上帝不是用那些没价值的钱币来奖赏我们有多么忠心的。
God does not bless you based on the state of the economy.
上帝又不是按住这个经济情况来赐福给你的。
God has his own set of criteria by which he blesses you.
上帝有他自己赐福的准则。
Laban said to Jacob, Don't leave. Name your wages.
拉班就同雅各讲话，啊，雅各唔好走啦，你讲一讲你收几多粮啊，我要出几多粮俾你啊。
Jacob said, I don't want anything that I did not work for myself.
雅各话，我唔愿意不劳而获啊。
And then he gave him a plan.
跟住咧，佢就谂咗一个方法同拉班讲啦。
Keep all the spotted and striped animals and give me all the solid colored animals to take care of. And if these solid colored animals produce spotted or striped offspring, they are mine.
嗱，你将嗰啲有斑啊、有点嘅羊咧，都拣晒出嚟带走，净系留低嗰啲纯色嘅羊，等我帮你养。但是如果那些纯色的羊生了那些有斑啊、有点的羊的话，那些羊就给我了。
Laban thought that Jacob must be stupid.
拉班心想这个雅各实在是傻的了。
Everyone knows that solid colored animals don't produce spotted or striped offspring.
你想想，即是纯色的羊啊，人人都知道那个年代就是不会生了那些有斑有点的羊啦。
Oh, but Laban did not know God's program for prospering his children.
但是拉班却是不知道上帝让他儿女兴旺的计划。
And so they separated the two sets of animals, setting them 15 miles apart.
於是佢哋將兩批羊呢就分開，中間隔咗15英里咁遠。
What did Jacob do?
咁你話究竟雅各係點樣做到呢樣嘢呢？
Jacob literally put himself at a disadvantaged position.
原來雅各有意咁樣將自己放喺一個不利嘅位置。
My listening friend, listen carefully.
嗱，各位親愛嘅聽眾朋友，請你仔細去聽。
You don't have to be a genetic expert to know that solid-colored animals will produce solid-colored offspring.
嗱，你就算唔係一個遺傳學家都好，你都知道純色嘅羊會生純色嘅羊啦。
But Jacob trusted in God's provision, even if the odds were all stacked against him.
但係就算形勢對雅各大為不利，雅各仍然相信上帝嘅供應啊。
Jacob trusted in God's prosperity plan, even when the world thought that he was stupid and illogical.
就算整个世界认为雅各是蠢啊，是不识逻辑都好，雅各仍然相信上帝让他兴旺的计划。
Some of you might be saying, what about this crazy scheme of partially peeling branches and placing them in front of the animals in heat?
跟住又有人睇到之后嘅故事咯，就话雅各将嗰个剥咗皮嘅树枝就插喺交配嘅羊群面前啦。究竟呢个咁癫狂嘅计划系乜嘢嚟嘅咧
？A lot of people have stumbled over this issue.
有好多人对呢件事都好困惑，唔明白啊。
Some have asked, was Jacob superstitious?
有啲人话雅各系咪迷信啊
？Was Jacob cheating?
雅各系咪出老千啊？
Let me give you the bottom line answer to this.
嗱，喺度让我为你去提供一个彻底嘅答案。
When the people of God were bitten by serpents and were dying from those bites,
当上帝嘅百姓被蛇咬濒临死亡嘅时候
，God said to Moses, "Set up a bronze snake and lift it high in the wilderness."
上帝对摩西讲话，铸一条铜蛇喺旷野里头，将佢举起嚟。
And when the dying people look at that bronze snake, they will be healed.
当垂死嘅百姓仰望呢条铜蛇嘅时候，佢哋就会痊愈。
Let me ask you a question.
嗱，喺度我要问你一条问题。
Was the healing in the bronze snake?
系咪因为呢条铜蛇，所以人系得到医治呢
？The answer is no.
个答案梗系唔系呢
？Where was the healing？
个医治其实从边度而嚟呢
？In the obedience of the people。
原来就系因为百姓对上帝嘅信服。
In a similar way, in obedience, Jacob placed the peeled branches in front of the solid-colored animals in heat。
喺呢度都系咁样嘅情况啊，因为信奉雅各就将剥咗皮嘅树枝插喺交配嘅纯色羊群面前。
And they produced spotted and striped offspring.
佢哋就生咗有斑嘅有点嘅羊羔。
May I ask you a question?
嗱，喺度我想问你一条问题。
Was the power of producing genetically altered offspring in the peeling of the branches?
那个改变羊羔基因的能力是来自剥了皮的树枝吗
？The answer is no.
个答案梗系唔系啦。
The power was in Jacob's obedience.
那个能力的来源是在于雅各的信服啊。
Because that was going to be God's supernatural program to prosper his servant.
因为上帝要用超自然的办法让到他的仆人兴旺。
Because Jacob trusted in God's provision, God provided for him in the most unusual way.
因为雅各相信上帝的供应，所以上帝就用最不寻常的方式来供应他。
In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said,
在马太福音第六章耶稣这样讲，
Doesn't God feed the birds and clothe the flowers?
难道上帝没有养活空中的飞鸟，并为野地的花装饰吗？
How much more valuable you are to God than these?
你哋喺上帝嘅眼里面，唔系比呢啲嘢贵重得多吗
？Don't worry about these things, Jesus is saying.
耶稣话：你唔需要为呢啲嘢去忧虑啊。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things will be given to you as well.
你们要先求上帝的国和上帝的义，这些东西之后一切都要加给你们了。
Listen, my listening friends, as we come to conclusion.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在今天节目即将结束的时候，请你仔细地去听。
God's grace that saved you from sin.
是上帝的恩典将你从罪里头救拔出来。
God's grace that supplied all of your past needs.
是上帝的恩典供应了你过去的所有需要。
God's grace that redeemed you from judgment.
是上帝的恩典将你从审判之下买赎回来。
Is that same grace that wants to prosper you in every way.
亦都是同一个恩典要让你兴旺起来。
When you don't make prosperity to be your all-consuming focus.
当你没有让发达致富成为你人生的全部的焦点的时候。
When you let hard work be your all-enduring quality,
当你让勤奋成为你一生的品格的时候，
When you let your trust in God's provision become your all-abiding comfort,
当你信任上帝的供应成为你永远的安慰的时候，
God's timing is always perfect.
上帝的时间总会是最恰当的。
Even though it may have taken 15 years to bless Jacob as he promised him back in Bethel, God kept his promise.
虽然等了15年，上帝才为雅各带来那份福气，但是上帝仍然保守了他的应许，正如他在伯特利应承雅各那样。
God always keeps his promises.
上帝自己的应许，他是会永远都会持守住的。
It may take a whole lot longer than you and I want.
可能这个应许比你比我期望的时间更加长。
But he will always, always, always keep his promises.
但是总有一日，上帝是永远、永远、永远都会持守他的应许，他的应许有一日终会实现。
The question is this.
但是个问题是什么呢？
Are you willing to persevere, or will you give up too soon?
你愿不愿意持守下去，去等待上帝的应许，定是很快就放弃了呢？
It is my prayer that you, like Jacob, will persevere, working hard to serve the Lord, so that he may prosper you.
我祈求上帝，让到你能够好像雅各那样，持守下去，努力地服侍主，他就会让你兴旺。送上一首歌给你，让我们一起去先求上帝的国和上帝的义。 今日万峰同埋麦克牧师同你嘅分享系在于点样去描绘上帝嘅恩典。万峰特别对第一点嘅麦克牧师嘅分享咧特别有同感啊！真系睇下圣经咧，基本上圣经嘅好多嘅故事啊，里头咧嘅人咧都系，如果你唔用财富成为你人生嘅第一个焦点嘅话，你就会得到好多嘅财富，特别系旧约嘅故事里面。你睇下雅各啦，一方面啦，你又睇下呢个嘅所罗门王咧，又系咁嘅。佢后生嘅时候咧，佢向上帝求啲乜嘢啊？佢向上帝求智慧嘅。佢向上帝求智慧嘅时候咧，上帝就将佢要嘅唔使要嘅金钱咧，都赐咗俾佢，让到佢成为一个最有钱、最有钱、最富足嘅王啊！所以我哋见到个故事里头，嗱，你又睇下亚伯拉罕，佢又同罗德嗰时去分地，罗德就要咗草原好肥美嘅地，亚伯拉罕就要咗山地。但系喺里面咧，亚伯拉罕却系，即系佢嘅重点系喺边度呢？原来人生当你将重点归向上帝嘅时候，第一，你唔会对一分钱两分钱咁计较。第二就是你会知道根本万物都是从主而来，你要将一切献返给主。年关难过年年过，靠着上帝的恩典的时候，可能你年关难过，但是你过得开心。我想这个就是人生真正的富足了。各位听众朋友，希望你有机会的话可以上网去看看我们的讲义，或者去更加去理解一下雅各的一个人生的生平。希望我们在天路导向的里面可以继续去有更加多的分享。如果你愿意的话，欢迎你随时上到去良友电台的网站和我们联络，或者发一个电邮给我们，甚至可以和我们有更加多不同的交通，写信给我们都可以。在这里希望上帝赐福给你，亦都让我们藉着每一集的天路导向里面，我们一起去描绘上帝的恩典，理解上帝的作为。下次天路导向的时间，万峰麦克牧师同你再会。